Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Then for a few minutes, go to Psalms 93.
Mama.
Psalms 93.
All right.
Psalms 93, and when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Going to focus this morning upon the fact that God is still in control.
Mama.
He's still on the throne.
Oh yeah.
That God still rules.
Amen.
He still reigns.
Oh yeah.
With all power in his hands. Psalms 93, verses 1 and 2.
Right.
Says the Lord reigneth.
Mm-hmm.
He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength.
Yes.
Wherewith he had girded himself.
Mm-hmm.
The world also established.
Yes.
That it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting.
Amen.
Everybody's Bible say the same thing.
Amen.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
What the pastor gonna preach about.
The pastor gonna preach about.
God is still.
Is still.
In control.
In control.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
God.
Is still.
Is still.
On the throne.
On the throne.
Somebody needs to know he's still on the throne.
Amen. He's still on the throne, Reverend.
He ain't been the throne.
No, sir.
He's still on the throne.
Amen.
And he still rules.
Oh, yes.
And God still reigns.
Amen.
You may be seated.
All right.
We want to encourage your hearts. And we want to encourage somebody here to encourage you and to remind you that God is still on the throne. He's still in control.
Amen.
And he still rules and reigns. This psalm, as you study it, it emphasizes and it focuses on the sovereign rule God. The rule of God over his people, Israel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And not only of Israel, but God's rule in his reign over the world.
That's right.
And over the worldly affairs.
That's right.
This psalm, when you study it, was probably written by one of the Levites.
That's right.
Who returned to Judah.
That's right.
With the Jewish remnant.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Ezra. And along with others that made the pilgrimage from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
That's right,
right.
It was when the Medes and the Persians,
yes,
had defeated Babylon in 539 BC.
Yes, sir.
It was during the year when Cyrus, the new king, arose to power. And he gave the Jews permission to return home to their own land and rebuild their temple and rebuild their torn down city.
Yes, right.
This period in Israel's history was indeed a difficult time in the lives of the people. Their work was constantly being interrupted. They was constantly being attacked by their enemies. And then sometimes the work was neglected by Israel's own people.
That's right.
It was a difficult time.
Yes.
They knew about heartache and pain. They knew about times that we refer to as sunshine and rain.
All right.
They knew about problems. They knew and had experience with troubles and trials. But as always, they experienced firsthand what God would do for his people when they lean and depend on him.
Yes.
And trust him.
Trust.
For his word.
Yes.
Right now, Pastor.
Tell somebody you can trust him.
You can trust him.
Trust him.
I mean, is there anybody here that have really been through enough in your life where you can truly testify and say without a shadow of a doubt?
Yeah.
All right.
that you can trust God.
Trust Him, Reverend. Yes.
You can lean and you can depend on
trust
God.
Trust Him, Reverend. Yes.
When everything else have failed you,
yeah. All right.
You can tell them without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, Lord.
That there's no failure in God.
That's right.
But he's faithful. Amen. In his deliverance.
Yes, sir.
God, he's faithful with his word.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a difficult time.
Difficult.
Yeah.
How many know when difficult times come? Mm-hmm. When trying times come.
Mm-hmm.
When the devil is hot on your trail.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may seem overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one of them situations where it just seemed too much for you to bear?
Yeah.
I can't handle this. It's too much for me.
Yes.
Anybody ever been there?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, I've been there. Come on, say it like you mean it. I've been there. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But when it's like that, I got to tell you, you got to learn to hang in there.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Right.
See, your test, if you hang in there, will become your testimony. And it will speak itself. Amen. Of what God will do for you when you walk with him. And walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, first of all, encourage somebody, Sister Orange, just to hang in there. Don't give up the fight. Because the battle, first of all, is not yours.
Yes,
the battle, it belongs to the Lord.
Thank you.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, God just using you to make your enemy his footstool.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness. Amen. The battle is not yours. And I love what the song says. Don't wait till the battle is over. How many know you can shout?
Somebody
say right now.
Right now.
You can shout right now. Anybody feel that shout right now? Because you know what the end result gonna be. He didn't say something. He said all things work together for the good of them. Can I get a witness? Tell somebody it's working out for the good. Your good is working out for your good. And it's working out for God's glory. As I always say, when God gets the glory, guess who gets the good? Somebody say the goods is mine. The blessings is mine. The treasure is mine. I wish I had a witness in here. Wish I had somebody that know what I'm talking about. And say, it's mine. Amen. It's mine. Amen. It's mine.
All. Yeah. All mine.
All mine.
My mind.
All right.
But this was the difficult time.
Difficult time.
and